Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you. I'm joined with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
If I can get my voice to work this morning. Today, we're going to be talking about Lesson 31, I am not the victim of the world I see.
I don't think you'll have a problem with that.
Okay. Before we begin the lesson, let's join together. And for a moment of silence, let's have a good deep breath. I am not the victim of the world I see. Today's idea is the introduction to your declaration of release. Again, the idea should be applied to both the world you see without and the world you see within. In applying the idea, we will use a form of practice which will be used more and more, with changes as indicated. Generally speaking, the form includes two aspects, one in which you apply the idea on a more sustained basis, and the other consisting of frequent applications of the idea throughout the day.
Two longer periods of practice with the idea for today are needed, one in the morning and one at night. 3 to 5 minutes for each of them are recommended. During that time, look about you slowly while repeating the idea 2 or 3 times. Then close your eyes and apply the same idea to your inner world. You will escape from both together, for the inner is the cause of the outer.
As you survey your inner world, merely let whatever thoughts cross your mind come into your awareness, each to be considered for a moment and then replaced by the next. Try not to establish any thought of hierarchy among them. Watch them come and go as dispassionately as possible. Do not dwell on anyone in particular, but try to let the stream move on evenly and calmly, without any special investment on your part. As you sit and quietly watch your thoughts, repeat today's idea to yourself as often as you care to, but with no sense of hurry.
In addition, repeat the idea for today as often as possible during the day. Remind yourself that you are making a declaration of independence in the name of your own freedom, and in your freedom lies the freedom of the world.
The idea for today is a particularly useful one to use as a response to any form of temptation. It is a declaration that you will not yield to it and put yourself in bondage. I am not the victim of the world I see. And so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. In our ministry, early on in our discussions with beginning students, we kind of have laid out a teaching process where we introduce what we call a map of consciousness, levels of consciousness. And the victim consciousness is the lower realm, the lower dimensions of consciousness. And as it points, as we, you know, teach there, that majority of the world, significant majority of the world, is immersed in that consciousness. And we like to refer to it as a vibration. You know, each consciousness has a vibration, thoughts or things. And in this energy vibration, in this energy consciousness, we're immersed like fish in the water, you know. And one fish asks the other one, what's the water? And it's like, I don't know, you know, because I'm immersed in it. And so we don't have to look too far. If we listen to the voice of the world, which comes through us now in ways that never before have we ever experienced through this medium called social media and the internet, this energy of the victim consciousness is absolutely prevalent in almost all of the discussions, almost all of the rhetoric and conversation. And so this lesson is really important that we begin to grasp and understand, at least from my view, that we begin to grasp and understand that those are just levels of consciousness that we've made commitment to. And until we are told, or until a teacher comes along and shares with us And so we can begin to see things, you know, like a fish flying above the water, so to speak, and becoming to see that there is another dimension that's available. There is another dimension of consciousness that's available to us. And that's what our brother Jesus realized and expressed and demonstrated. And that's what he pointed to. And that's what this entire course is about. A completely different thought system. A thought system of the way things work. A thought system of the laws of God. The thought system of truth. The thought system of love. Which is wholly different. Just like being in the water versus being out of the water. Completely different dimensional experience of vision, of understanding, of self, and of expressing in this world, and of expressing altogether as who and what we are. And this first level of understanding is to recognize that this consciousness is this victim consciousness is not our reality.
Mm-hmm.
It is the teaching of the ego self. It is mm-hmm. the realm of victim consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we rise above it, as we ascend through the teachings of truth, we begin to see that we can let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it continues to appear and there are still like ripples in the water, there's still patterns that reflect back and forth as far as our experience and what we're seeing, we can rise above it
mm-hmm.
and begin to see that those are just ripples of thoughts of the past, ripples of consciousness and levels of thinking of the past. I'm not the victim of the world I see.
And those ripples are truly gifts because it's a reflective universe. And so when we observe those ripples, rather than react, we can take that breath and we can practice the holy instant and turn within and ask Holy Spirit to guide us, to be the guide as we observe these ripples that are reflecting back to us, which to me only demonstrates the benevolence of the universe. It's giving us our feedback. It's telling us, okay, here's from previous prior thought patterns, here is the experience, you know, that you're having. Do you still want to continue in this way? And I love the gentleness through which, you know, congratulations, we've completed today, the first month of January, these lessons. If you're still here, yay, congratulations. You know, what a great accomplishment. And everything that Jesus, through these teachings, has been showing has given us the building blocks for this. You know, that I am not a victim of the world I see. And why is that? Because the world is not happening to me. It's happening from me. Each lesson begins with what we see first. And then it goes to, okay, now apply the same principle to your thoughts. Mm. And so this is why. So the foundation has been laid that the world and life isn't happening to us. You know, which is what the victim would believe. You know,
right.
Why does this keep happening to me? And it's like it's this dimensional shift that we've been talking about, which is the miracle, is that, oh, it's coming from me, that I am the maker and creator mm-hmm. of my experience. And one of my favorite phrases in this particular lesson, and I often use this lesson in the month of January, because it says, let this be your declaration of independence. Let this be your declaration. What is a declaration? It is a firm affirmative statement of what you are, of who you are, of how you serve. Let this be the beginning part of your declaration. Now, this one is actually the proper use of denial, you know, where it's actually phrased in, rather than an affirmation, a denial, but it is an affirmative use of denial. It is saying, get thee behind me. This is not the truth of who I am. This no longer is a part of my experience. And we're declaring our independence. Not that we are independent from God, not that we're independent from the Holy Spirit, not that we're independent in that way, but we're declaring our independence from this dimension being cause in our life, from this victim consciousness being how we believe the world works. And so we declare, it's like an alien occupier. It's been occupying, and we are declaring our independence from this occupation, from this foreign idea in our consciousness and our mind. We declare a declaration of independence from this thought system. And in that, there is a turning to the dependence upon the mind of God, which is only our divine nature, which is only our aboriginal nature, which is only, you know, who we truly are. It's our home. It's our homeland. And this foreign invader of this idea that I'm a victim of the world, you know, has invaded. And we're saying, no, get thee behind me. I am no longer the victim of the world I see. And let this be the beginning of our declaration of independence from that thought system. Mm,
beautiful. Yeah. Also, this is the first lesson that I feel like he is introducing us into, you know, real meditation, what I call meditation, or real meditation, because he's saying, okay, now take 5 whole minutes. You know, up to this point, we've been taking 1 minute here or 2 minutes there for multiple periods during the day. So he's guided us gently into the practice of meditation. You know, so spoiler alert, if I'm letting you know. But he's the practice of meditation for me is simply mindfulness. It's watching thoughts, listening and watching. And it's also helps us to see that those aren't our thoughts. If we step back from them to observe them, we see that they're not us. And that's so, I think, so important, especially to considering the victim thoughts, you know, that the world appears to be doing this, the ripple's coming, we feel like we're immersed in it, we kind of feel like it's happening to us, and we can take this 5 minutes today, or a couple times a day, we can sit back and just watch those thoughts. You know, he says, just let the thoughts come into your awareness, each to be considered for a moment, and then replaced by the next, not being attached to them, or hooked and, you know, like dreaming at night, getting into the drama of the dream and projecting and seeing it from the past to the future. Just watch the thought itself pass by.
I always imagine it like a cloud. Like, you know, there I am, I'm sitting, and it's the vast blue, clear sky of consciousness, and then these cloud forms are passing, and just let them, you know, just don't identify with them, just apply the I am not the victim of the world that I see. It's just like this cloud just passing by the sky. Let it, just let it. And
that's awesome. Yeah, one time in one of my meditations, I began to see this. I couldn't see the extent of it, but it was like this wall, and it was a filing cabinet, and it was just had drawers in it, right? And a thought that would, the drawer would come open and the thought would come out and I would watch it, right? Like, and like a file would come out and then it would close and then another one come open over here and another thought would come out of that. And it was like these, it was just this huge wall, endless wall of files, and these drawers would come open. And so I was playing a little game with my mind watching it. I remember it having almost a bronze or goldish color, and they were just opening, you know.
That's really cool.
And the thoughts were coming out, and that helped me to keep it, helped me to avoid getting hooked on it, because I would just put it back in the file and the door would close and another one would come open.
That reminds me of the Akashic record.
Yeah
I wonder if that's what you were experiencing.
I don't know.
Very cool.
Yeah
The other part I like about this, not only introducing the two practice periods, but I love that throughout the lessons, the ones that we practice throughout the day too, because I think in our spiritual, groups, practice 20 minutes, you know, practice sitting in meditation 20 minutes a day, you know, morning and evening. And then, but I love the Course in Miracles because it's like we're bridging that. It's actually teaching us that it is, throughout the day as well.
That's right.
That, and you can have this as you practice, you can have this, whether you're having a conversation, you can just have a breath and a pause and a connection. or while you're doing the dishes, or, mm-hmm. you know, driving down the street, not mm-hmm. closing your eyes, of course, but, you know, that because we're practicing both open-eyed and closed eyes. And mm-hmm. so, you know, it's really becoming a way of life, a way, as, you know, one of Joel Goldsmith's book, Practicing the Presence, we're practicing the presence, mm-hmm. breath by breath, moment by moment. And I believe that this is what the lessons are also incorporating.
I totally agree. For us. I think this really is beginning to really understand and practice mindfulness, mm-hmm. is another term that we use often, you know, presence, mindfulness. It's this mindfulness of literally watching the thoughts rather than being, as you said, captivated by it, you know? Mm-hmm. And so we're really beginning to see that the construct of two thought systems and two voices, you know, the voice of the ego, the thought system of fear, and it's the voice that we become the representative of, and the voice that we give, you know, extension of. Mm-hmm. And then the voice of love, which is certainly much more just being present, you know, and being mindful and allowing thoughts of love, which come from the heart, the joining of mind and heart, to be expressed. Mm-hmm. So great, a great lesson today and great conversation too. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us. I am not the victim of the world I see. Hallelujah. And so it is. Stay the course.
Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountain. Send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens, and it returns to me.